divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. I'm your host, Joshua Watkins, and in this episode, we're going to delve into Vice President Kamala Harris's upcoming announcement of her vice presidential running mate. We'll cover the selection process, key players, and potential impacts on the political landscape. So let's dive into it, shall we? Good evening, everyone. We're kicking things off today with some exciting news. Multiple sources familiar with the selection process have indicated that Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign will announce her running mate on Tuesday morning. Now, what makes this even more exciting is that a campaign video will follow this announcement, all before a rally in Philadelphia later in the day. And for those of you who like to know where the news is breaking first, well, Politico took the lead on this one. Let's delve a bit deeper into how Harris is going about selecting her running mate. She's following a process similar to the one used by President Biden when he chose her to be by his side. Biden frequently refers to that decision as the best he's ever made. So it seems Harris is looking for someone who can step into the role, hit the ground running, and be qualified to step up to the plate if needed. In her decision-making, Harris values certain qualities: a dedication to fighting for the middle class, defending our democracy and freedoms, treating everyone with dignity and respect, and driving the creation of an America where every citizen gets a fair shot. These principles have remained central to her political career, and she'll be looking for them in her chosen candidate. This news comes hot on the heels of President Biden ending his re-election campaign. This move has led to a swift coalescing around Harris within the Democratic Party. Over this past weekend, Harris sat down with top contenders for the VP role, including Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Both in-person and virtual meetings took place, right in Washington. We all remember 2020 when President Biden revealed his running mate with a simple text message. Well, this time around, things are going to be a bit different. Harris's campaign is taking a grander approach with a public announcement and campaign video complete with all the bells and whistles. Just last week, Harris and the Democratic Party declared that she had already been voted in as the party's nominee for president. Through an early virtual roll call vote, majority wins. This notable move positions her at the top of the ticket as we inch closer to the November election. Looking towards the future, it's clear that this decision will have a significant impact on both Harris's campaign and potentially the course of the Democratic Party. As they say, the future is not set. Whether you're looking forward to the announcement or nervously waiting, rest assured, we're here to provide you with updates as soon as they arrive. Thank you for tuning in to Informed Voices with Joshua Watkins. As always, remember to stay informed and stay engaged. Find all of the links mentioned in today's episode in the show notes. So until next time, this is Joshua Watkins, signing off.